Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Isn't this amazing, man? Just coming into his presence, being in the house of the Lord. You know, there's only one problem. So a lot of people aren't here doing this with us. Someone say, yeah, you're right. You know, there's a couple of little spots left. We could plug a few people in, right? But, you know, today I want to talk to you about mission evangelism. We've been doing a four-part series. And, you know, you guys remember what we've done so far? First one was mission relationship. And then Fred Maffeo, who did an amazing job last week. Come on, give him a big round of applause. Did mission generosity. Okay, then today we're going to do mission evangelism. And then next week, he's going to wrap us up with mission submission, right? So it's going to be really good. But today I want to talk to you about the power of what? Evangelism, okay? So that is, what is evangelism when we think about it? Let's try to break this down for a second and look at it. Because evangelism is kind of a Christianese term. Somebody say Christianese. You know, Christianese is when you sound like you're talking Chinese, but it's Christian language. Like sanctification and justification and redemption and all of those biblical, like theological terms that we use. Well, evangelism's kind of like that because it ties into, you know, Christianity and us reaching out to share the gospel with people. So what is evangelism? I believe it's this. It's revealing the glory of God's kingdom. All right? See, God has a kingdom. What does the kingdom of God look like in Scripture? Let's look at that for a second. Well, it's also referred to and most of the time, Jesus talked about the kingdom in the first three books of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke. He was all over it. He's all about the kingdom. Well, he's the kingdom of God. It's the kingdom of heaven. Anybody ever heard of that term before? The kingdom of heaven, not the movie with the knights that fight and all that. That was a really good movie, though. But it was good, wasn't it? So, yeah, you know, just, you know. But the kingdom of heaven is this. It's a spirit realm. It's a realm of the spirit that is existing right over top of us. It's happening right here in this room. And guess who's the king in this kingdom? Jesus. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And our Heavenly Father is overseer of this realm that we are all trying to understand, trying to be a part of. And it's called the kingdom of God. And it's God's will being fulfilled on the earth. Okay, so God has a will. He has a plan. He has a purpose here on the earth, and we can all be a part of that. So evangelism at its core is the kingdom of God encountering people. Think about that. God's kingdom, what is it for? What does it want to do? What's its purpose? It wants to encounter you. It wants to encounter people. Jesus wants to reach and touch and save and heal and deliver and find and seek everyone and tell them about his kingdom and that he is the king and that if you will bow your knee, like, you know, they always say, bend the knee. If you will bend your knee to Jesus, he's offering you health, healing, peace, life. Doesn't sound like a bad trade, does it? Because some of y'all are hanging on to your lives and they kind of stink. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what? Let's consider the trade. Let's trade our life for his life. Let's allow him to take our place and our punishment and our, you know, sickness and give us his healing and his righteousness and his, you know, life that he has for us. So this is the mission of evangelism, and that is this: to encounter people and share the kingdom of God with them. Everybody say amen. You guys are all like, got real quiet. Did I get too intense there for a second? Or everybody relax? Okay, come on. You know, look at your neighbor and go, he's just getting warmed up. He's got 12 pages today, and it's 20 minutes till we leave. So what do we do, man? You know, we got Tim Bourne's in the house. Tim, welcome to Lighthouse. He's just back from Cameroon. I've been to where Tim's at in Cameroon, done missions trips there. So welcome, man. We're so glad to have you. He's a missionary, so if you want to give him money, he's right there. He'll always accept it. you laugh, but you know, that's a missionary's lifeblood. You know, Ben is his friend. He likes Andrew. Andrew's okay. Abe's just okay. But he really likes Ben. It's his best friend. But you know what? We've got a couple of trips coming up here. I know Tammy announced them. We're going to be going to the Dominican Republic August the 21st through the 28th. Why? To share the kingdom of God with people there. Well, what does the kingdom look like? I mean, you know what? You know, you don't have to preach it somebody to release the kingdom of God to them. Amen. We're going to go give away a house. How many of you guys know that when the kingdom of God looks like a house, it's a good day? You know, when the kingdom of God looks like healing coming into the lives of little Haitian kids that have nothing, and they're getting to come to school, and we're building a little house for people that are going to be there on that property, and Jackie, my friend, is giving her life to bring an education to these Haitian refugee kids who cannot go to school in the Dominican Republic. They're not allowed. They don't have any paperwork. They're illegal in the country. They've crossed the line because their country is so brutal, guys, so hard that it's worth risking their lives to try to get across the border to live in another place where at least they have some sort of an opportunity, and the opportunities that they have are slim. So she's sowing her life into these kids, and we're going to let the kingdom of God from Lighthouse Christian Church come and meet her there on her property, and we're going to build a house for her. So if you want to give towards that house, you can do that. Just put it in an envelope and put it in the box in the back, say, for the house. You know, but then we've got a Mexico trip coming up. We've already been here once. We took a team, right? Where's Braden? We went to Mexico, right? Man, Guillermo's the real deal, isn't he? There's a guy, you know, these two guys were shoveling sand and were mixing concrete to lay tile in Pastor Sebastian's church, who's a good friend of mine. And guess what? If we wouldn't have tiled his church, do you think he'd have tile in his church right now? I mean, God could do it. Don't get me wrong, but chances are he wouldn't have tile in his church still if we hadn't gone and tiled it. So now we've gotten stucco done over there, and now we're, you know, because we're helping fund his church. It's in the middle of nowhere, but he's bringing the kingdom of God to people that have nothing. So he has nothing, so God is actually empowering us to go and give him what he needs to be able to reach the people around him. So we're going to go, and we're going to paint his church. So we need people to go. I need people to go build the house with me. I've got 11 seats open. Actually, I looked, there's less than that now. People are starting to sign up. But November the 6th through the 13th, we're going to go to Mexico. Now, the trip to the Dominican, you need to have a passport already. There's no way in a little less than 2 months you're going to be able to get a passport in time. But the other trip's in November. So if you don't have a passport yet, you need to sign up for this Mexico trip, and we're going to go evangelize. I'm going to take you out and show you, and you know, you guys, it's different when you get in another country, isn't it? You know, all of a sudden you're just talking to a guy and his wife, and the next thing you know, I'm calling him out on something, and he's manifesting, and demons are coming out of him while we're standing there, right? Everybody's eyes got really big on the team when that happened. I've been to the mission field so many times, I was like, ass every day in the mission field, but it was like, hey, hold on, just get out. Gotta go. But I'm an evangelist at the core. That's why I'm leading teams. That's why we're going into the school across the streets, why we're reaching out to people. But you see, I'm the pastor, and it can't just be all me. So, you know, I actually operate in the ministry gift of an evangelist on the fivefold ministry team, which many of you may not, but my job isn't just to evangelize, it's to equip you to become evangelist. That's the job of an evangelist, is not to just be an evangelist, but to equip the saints for the working of the ministry of evangelism. So guess what you're gonna get today? You're gonna get equipped to go out into the world and do what it is that God's called you to do, okay? So, you know, I got exposed to the kingdom of God, and it changed my life. It rocked my world, you know? Somebody told me that I could pray for people and they would get healed. I was like, what? That's incredible. I want to do that. They're like, you can do it. I'm like, really? Yeah, you. So, you know, I took that and I read the scriptures and I learned everything and I just started praying for people, man. I would dive on you. You say, I got a headache. I'd be like, in the name of Jesus. I'd cross all your personal space, all your boundaries. I would dive on you, put you in the headlock, and I was beat that headache out of you in the name of Jesus. Serious, I was crazy, man. Now, I've learned to balance that now, okay? You know, but for real, right? We called it the spotlight ministry. It's like, you spot it, I'll light it up. But, you know, I prayed for probably 100 people and never saw anything happen. First 100 people I prayed for, I didn't see anything. I was like, man, is this, what's up, you know? And I feel like the Lord's like, just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Keep pressing through. Keep going, you know? We got to keep moving. We got to keep doing what it is that God's called us to do. And I had a healing gift, but and you know what, at 101 it was like, oh wait, that headache just went away. Oh wait, their back pain just went away, right? So if I told you you had to pray for 100 people and nothing was going to happen, but on the 101st person people were going to start getting healed, would you do the 100? So if you'll pray for 100 people, it'll start happening, all right? You've been commissioned for the mission. But that's just the way it worked for me. It may work for you instantaneously. It could just start working. I don't know. It's different for everybody. But, you know, my neighbor came up to me. I was living on Cherry Avenue. And she said, man, I have cancer. You know, we hear cancer. I'm like, ooh. Right? And I was like, no, man, I'm praying. I believe that God's gonna do something. God's gonna touch you. God's gonna heal you. Come on, let's pray. We're standing in the gutter, right in the, I'm in my grass and there's the gutter and she's in the road. And we prayed and we just, you know, but here's the thing is, I didn't pray, Lord, please just touch her and heal her and help her and please just, no. That's, if you're praying that way, it's not gonna be good for you. When you pray, you got to speak from a position of authority, knowing that Jesus has already healed her. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I curse this cancer. I break its power over her body. I command it to leave in Jesus' name. And guess what cancer did? It left. And she got totally healed and her whole life was changed and we rejoiced. Month later, you know, it's gone. It's amazing. I'm like, yes, it's Jesus. But see, that's an evangelistic moment that I had with my neighbor. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, is that God is interested in having moments with each of us, with people out there. Our neighbors, our waitresses. You know what the kingdom of God looks like to a waitress? $100 bill. Right? Where's my servers? Where's all my servers in the house? Am I correct? Right? Don't leave him a track. Oh, God loves you. Here's a track, you know, and then, no, give him $100, man. I guarantee you they'll be like, hey, when are you coming back? I'd love to hear more about this Jesus. Right? You can give me a brochure anytime if there's a $100 bill attached to it. But you know what? Things began to happen. You know, and as we begin to evangelize, because people need to know. Can we all agree that people need to know what we know? Right? How are they going to know if we don't tell them? How can they believe something they've never heard? So we have got to take the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and our mission of evangelism is to take it into everywhere we go. Every place that we find ourselves, from Home Depot to Circle K to Piccadilly. You guys with me? So do you know that God wants us all to evangelize? Say yes, please. I know, Pastor, I know. All right, well, let's get off our butts. I'm going to show you how. You see, the reason that Jesus came to the earth was to redeem us, right? We understand, you know what the word redeem means? He came to purchase us for the kingdom of God, to make us members of the kingdom of God, to bring us into a relationship with him, okay? But he didn't just do that for us to have a relationship with him. He brought us into the kingdom of God and into relationship with him so that we could in return go out and win others, that we could show them the way. Christ in us changes the game. Jesus was God. Look at this. Jesus was God unleashing heaven on the earth. Okay? That's what Jesus was. It was the kingdom of heaven coming to the earth. You know, his name is Jesus. That is the kingdom of God. It's Jesus. It's God's mission. You know, and look in Acts 13:47. It says this. For so the Lord has commanded us, I have set you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. Okay, God has commanded us and he set us as a light. Say, I'm a light to the world. The world is living in what? Darkness. They can't see. You ever walk around in your house in the middle of the night? Right? You get up to go to the bathroom. Some of y'all do, some of you don't, but you know. It's all right. You can wash that. You can change the sheets. No, I'm kidding. No joke. Last week, I get up out of bed. You guys are like, what kind of story is he going to tell now? You're going to like this strange twist. Okay? There was no puddle. Okay? So I get out of bed. I got to go to the bathroom. It's 1:30 in the morning. And I get out of bed, my bedroom door opens, and then I close it back because I don't want the cat to get in because it just meows and bothers me the whole time. So I close the door behind me, and I take two steps, and I hit something squishy. And it starts to squirm. And I jump back, and I'm against the door. I can't open the door to get away. There's something wiggling on the floor right there in front of me, and I'm trying to find the light, and I'm hitting for the switch, and finally I get the switch on. There's a rat snake in the middle of my laundry room this long. It had somehow gotten through the little tiny hole in the door where I could see light in it. I checked it, and literally it's not good to walk in the dark. You need the light on. Dude, I'm serious. So now I got this plastic thing, and I'm like, and I'm like, honey. You know, and I'm trying to shoo this thing out the door. It's like, cha, 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 cha. I'm like, dude, It's 1:30 in the morning. In Jesus' name, get out of my house. I did not see that one coming. My heart was like, I went back to bed. I was like, man, I feel like I just drank a Mountain Dew. I'm sweating. You know, no, it's never good to do snake battle in your boxers. But I have set you as a light to the Gentiles so that they don't step on the snakes of life. Because we're the light in a dark world. Amen. Colossians 1:27, it says, to them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is what? Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, God's hope for the world, God's hope for glory in the world is that you would actually get Jesus in your heart, then you would get filled with the Holy Spirit and the power of God to go and heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out demons, to speak in other tongues, we'll say it, okay? And to live a Spirit-filled life that is going to what? Become a life of evangelism that will actually affect the lives of people that you come in contact with, and you'll see their lives changed and transformed from your life, and then you'll see their lives begin to change and transform their families' lives and the lives of the people that they're in contact with. And it's like the old Fabergé organic shampoo commercial. You know, you'll tell two friends and so on and so on and so on. Guys drew a blank on that one. Who's seen, am I like the only person that watched TV in the 80s? Huh? Dude, that commercial, that I would come home from Piccadilly and watch that. Right? Right on MTV, it was right there, right? In the middle of Headbangers Ball, that commercial would come on. So the bottom line is Christ in us, the hope of glory. It's God getting Jesus into the earth, the Holy Spirit into us, with the hope that Jesus, the evangelist, who loves people, who's after people, who wants to have the kingdom of God have an encounter with people, would then come living in our hearts and that we would carry that message to the world as well. See, Jesus was the ultimate evangelist. And, you know, what did Jesus say about evangelism? Let's look at that for a second, because you remember the message I did a few weeks back on what fruit's growing in your tree? Anybody remember that? That was a good one, right? So look at, here's Jesus. He's talking about the same thing to his, you know, he says, by this, all will know that you are my disciples. He's saying to his disciples, you want people to see, you know, me and you, that you're my disciple. This is why. That you have love for one another. You see, Jesus pulled the greatest weapon that there was in the toolbox of evangelism, and that was love. He pulled himself, because God is love. So the toolbox for evangelism, guys, isn't condemnation. It's not, turn or burn, man, or get right or get left, or you're going to hell if you don't get your act together. It's not condemnation. That is the wrong tool. Jesus said that they'll know you're my disciples by your love for one another. Oh, man, seriously? Now I got to love everybody? Yes, you have to love everybody, even your family. I'm gonna let that one sink in. Hold on, I'll do it over here too. Even your family. I don't want to think like I was actually looking at anybody in particular over on this side. So even your family, even them. Your neighbors will know that you're Christians by your love for your family, for each other. And, you know, that's why I always have to go, yes, I'm the pastor. Sorry about that last night. Got a little loud. It was my wife, though. She was yelling at me again. Because I never yell. I'm the pastor. Right? She's like, I won't uncover you. You know, I mean, I'm just being real with you guys. We can be real, right? All right, let's look at this. You know, if we encourage people to consider and experience the gospel, it's by embodying loving relationships. We've got to show them love, you know, and relationship. So, you know, look at Jesus. He's at his wedding. I want to just kind of paint this picture for you a second. Jesus is at this wedding. He's been invited. And in his first miracle, right, he's like, Mom, I'm not ready yet. It's not time. She's like, Jesus? He's like, okay. That's how his first miracle went down. For real, but why do you think Jesus...
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.